Hey, what's up everybody? Alex Rogers from ProteinFactory.com, and I want to talk today about SARMs and where to buy SARMs or SARMs for sale, okay? So, if you're looking to buy SARMs, the one thing you have to know, first of all, is that they are not dietary supplements, okay? So, if you see them being sold by any supplement distributor online, or any company that sells protein powders or fat burners or those things like that, and then the SARM is sold in a capsule and it has a label on it and it has turned over and it says supplement facts panel on the back and it has the ingredients, okay, that's a sign not to buy it, okay? Most likely it's a scam and whatever's in it is not what it says on the bottle, okay? Because SARMs are not supplements, they're drugs. There are pharmaceutical companies out there that are working on these SARMs and trying to put them into their product pipeline and use them for health purposes. You know, they do build muscle mass, so there are companies like GTX that are inventing these SARMs to use to help people increase their muscle mass if they're having health issues like cancer or whatnot. So, how do you buy SARMs? Where do you buy SARMs? Okay, so the first thing that you want to do is look for a company that is selling SARMs and has a third-party lab analysis. Okay, that's going to be the most important thing, because the way SARMs are packaged and sold in this country right now is that you have a guy who simply wants to make some money. And he decides that SARMs are going to be a way to make money. Okay, so what does he do? He easily finds a company in China that will sell him these SARMs. And the SARMs can be in the form of liquid or powder. And it doesn't take much. A couple thousand bucks, $5,000, and he's in the SARMs business. Okay, so what happens is that he reaches out to a company in China, and the guy in China will simply send him a certificate of analysis. And that will be pretty much all that this person will do to say, hey, these are legitimate SARMs and whatnot. But you cannot trust any Chinese manufacturer just because they simply give you a certificate of analysis. I can make a certificate of analysis on my computer right now. I can probably find an app on my phone and make a certificate of analysis. It's that easy. So what happens is that this guy that wants to start a SARMs business, he brings in the SARMs. He has them mailed to him, which right there is, I don't know if it's illegal or not, but I'm pretty sure U.S. Customs, if they knew it was SARMs and they knew it was a drug, they wouldn't allow it into this country. So most likely, the SARM is brought in illegally, okay? And most of the time, it's mislabeled, so it'll be, even though it's SARMs, it'll be labeled something else, like, like a polymer or some sort of glue. You don't know. Okay, if it's powder, maybe it's labeled as dextrose or cornstarch. I mean, you just don't know. They're white powders. That's it. So then this guy, he gets his liquid SARMs, whether it be Osterin, Ligandrol, YK11, Rad-140, and then he simply packages it. And it's not hard. You can buy these packaging ingredients simply online. You could buy the droppers, you could buy the caps for them, you could buy the safety seals, the shrink wrap, and easily do it. Not hard at all, okay? Then he easily buys a label. Same thing. I mean, there's thousands of labels companies. Just Google it. You'll find label companies left and right. And then he starts his SARMs business, and that's it. Now, the mistake is made when he doesn't do any testing, okay? So after he, say if he buys enough liquid SARMs to make, 100 bottles, okay? He should package all those SARMs, randomly select one that he's made, and send it off to a laboratory, okay? And let the laboratory do an analysis to make sure that what is in the bottle is what is on the label. And that's the only way to know if you are buying legitimate SARMs or not. If you just go buy SARMs and the company doesn't have a third-party lab analysis, you don't know what the hell you're buying. I guarantee it. It's like playing Russian roulette. So find companies that post frequently, okay? Frequently. You're not looking for a third-party lab analysis from last year. You want one from, you know, within a few months, okay? And don't let them dupe you on the certificate of analysis, okay? The certificate of analysis is worthless. All it is a piece of paper. It doesn't do anything, okay? So if you want to buy SARMs, find a company that's doing up-to-date third-party lab analysis by a third party, okay? So an independent lab where they send it out, the lab tests it, and it has the dates on it, and somebody signed it, you know, the lab technician who did it, he signed it. Everything is square up, and then you can be sure. And just remember, bottom line is, these are drugs. They're not supposed to be being sold for human consumption. So I don't recommend you do any of that stuff. You know, make sure you always talk to your doctor before using any of this crap. All right, so that's it. Any questions, you can always text me, 732-901-9600. Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, but feel free to text me anytime you want. Really, I'll get back to you when I can. Enjoy the day.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.